If you ever want to stay on a diet, just write down what you're eating. I know that's an interesting lead-in to this topic, but I find that if I write down, I've got one of those MyFitnessPal or something, and I type in what I've eaten that day, and I try to be super honest. You know, when I have a hot chocolate that I didn't think about writing down, I try to go write that down, and it's amazing how much one consumes in a day when one writes it down. I guess the bigger point here is that what you write down usually gets tracked, and then it can be corrected from there. And I find out when I write these things down, I tend to stay on a diet better because it's right in front of me. The Azure Data Catalog is a little like that. I know that's an odd comparison, but the Azure Data Catalog is a system. It's in a cloud. It is secure. You're going to log in with an Active Directory account, and I've got a link for you here in your references that shows you a step-by-step process for signing up for this. I'm just going to wander through a very simple example, and you'll see some more information where you need to go learn more about it. But it's often a good idea, best practice, to start with the Azure Data Catalog because it all starts with data. And if we write it down, now we can get that authority, that quality, that representation, those where the data is coming from, what its spread is, and so on. It begins to give us all a place. Because we've all probably done things where we're not writing down where all the data is, and everybody's got an island, a notepad here, and a OneNote there, and pretty soon everybody's using different data for things. This gets it all in one location, and I'll show you how easy it is to use. Okay, here we go. The process for it's very simple. You simply click Register the Data Sources, and there's two ways to do that. One is an on-site program you'll download. And I did that in a video earlier for you, where you just download that program, you type in the data sources, it will attempt to log in with your credentials to whatever data sources it can log into, like SQL Server and so on. And it will pull the structure out of the database, not the data, just the structure itself. It will pull that out and document it for you, and then you can go add tags and so on. So that's the first thing you do. We're going to do a one right from the web, because I happen to be going after a web source. Either one is fine. It's just, is it automated or is it something that you type in manually? Again, it's not sending your name and password with it. It's only saying where the data is, and it will help someone construct, say, an ODBC string to connect to it. The next thing you'll do is you'll tag it. And these are literally just tags. And so what you'll do is you'll type in there a word that might mean something when somebody searches on it, because that's what's going to happen later. You can then give it longer descriptions, and there's even rich text boxes, so you can put graphics in there or product catalog or anything if you like. Next, you just make sure that you search it. And from there, you use it. It doesn't provide any more access than you would have today. It's literally just a way of sort of allowing people to find the data. It doesn't give them any more access than they have. All right, let me jump over here to our virtual machine. Okay, on our virtual machine, one of the things you need to think about is make sure you use an in-private browser window for this. The reason why is this is associated with your Active Directory account that's linked up into Azure. So if you have an Office 365 Active Directory account, or if you already have Azure, as we talked about in the security section a few units ago, you'll actually be carrying that identity forward, and I don't want you to work on your production data catalog. Or you can just watch the screen here. There's also a full thing in your study references that will show you exactly step by step how to do everything I'm doing. But we're just going to azuredatacatalog.com first. I did that. I have a sort of a little sample account that I use, and I'm dropped here at the home screen in my current data catalog. Now I have a bicycle database going here, and I can simply search on that. So for instance, I could search on the word bicycle, and I've tagged a whole bunch of things, and I've put some other things in here as well. But let's go take a look and sort of filter this down. So I can click and say, I only want to see SQL Server stuff. And so I go into here in AdventureWorks, and I can see more information about it, and I've tagged it in various ways here. I can add new tags if I want. I can see the columns that are there and the different things. I can see, well, here's some kind of interesting things. Add a description, link to sales. data. Wouldn't that be useful to be able just to simply type something like that in, add it, and then off you go. And then we could put another one here, the use for, or put foreign key, I guess. Foreign key, right? I could do something like that. Now I've got two tags and I've got a description and it's the sales order ID and so on. I can see more information about the data and so on. This is all because it came from a SQL Server database, in this case actually a SQL Azure database. I could put documentation here. I could put a full entity relationship diagram if I wished. But you can see how quickly I was able to find that information. And the most important thing about that information is this. Where it is, that'd be really nice to know. It'd be great to have the connection strings, and there they are. And look, it does not bring across the username or password. You have to enter that. The users get no more access than they've ever gotten, but now they can tell me where the data is, and that's super useful, especially if they're all saying the same thing and they're finding it. Now, can it be updated? Yes. Can it be deleted? Yes. Can we add an expert so I know I can have that right authority? Yes. Can I look in here to see the columns, to see what the spread of the data might look like, which columns I need to query to find the spread of the data? Yes. So this is a database, and you can see there's actually a fairly rich set of query languages that I can have. It actually looks a lot like the query language inside of Excel. So that's very useful. So here I am, but let's go home to this, and let's assume for a moment that I've been told we're going to start selling through the Northwinds company. You may recall Northwinds from back in the day. Even the Microsoft Access system, I think, had a Northwinds database in it, a practice database. But they've told me, go find their authoritative data buck and go look for that. And when you find it, let us know where it is so we can pull from that data. And so I spend all day and I look around and I find and I make sure it's the right one and I get everything I need. And then I find out it's available as an open data feed, OData. And I find the link for OData. So I'm just going to copy that. And here's everything. Here's all the different things inside the OData. And I can go look all this stuff up. This is great. So now I have this database. And it could be Excel. It could be just about anything. Let's see that in action. So I'm going to click Publish Data here. Remember, I can launch the application. That'll do a local program, or I can create a manual entry on the web, and I'm just going to do that. First thing it tells me is I've got to name it. So I'll just put Northwind on database. That's what I'm going to name it. Or actually, I'll put it Northwind. I'll make it a little more official, and the friendly name I'll make Northwind Database. Okay? OData feed for the Northwind database for integration into our system. I could do something like that. Let's see. How do you request access to this site? Well, I could put in here, go see Buck or talk to John or go see the DBA or fill out this form. Well, it's a website, so I don't really have to worry about that, do I? Now, speaking of that, I get to pick the type of data, and you can see there's quite a few in here, and there's more being added all the time. By the time you watch this, there's probably more coming. And I've got analysis services, Azure Document DB, storage, DB2, even a file system, so a share on SharePoint or something. Well, there's SharePoint. I can even use that. SQL Data Warehouse, Teradata, on and on. But if you'll look, there's an OData feed, and there's even an other, by the way, in case you don't have something here you need. But we'll just pick OData, and because of that, it says, what is this? Is it a container, a set, or a function? Well, this one happens to be a container, so I'll leave that. Do I need any authentication to get to it? No, but if I did, I could say what it is. And then here's all it wants. Because it's OData, it happens to know that there's a URL for it. And if it was a resource, a particular endpoint, I could do that. Now, I could also add in myself as an expert and so on. But I'm just going to tag it, and I'm going to put partner. That's good enough. Let's do a bicycle. All right. So we'll create and view that in the portal. And so that will spin away. Resources required. Oh, endpoint. I'll just put endpoint for now. And now, do we still have? Yeah, still have my tags. So we'll do that. And it looks like it took it this time. There's no errors here. So I can now run off and take a look at this. So now I can go home and quickly find. Let's search on bicycle. It takes it a moment or two to come up, and there it is, Northwind Database. And that's the one I had tagged with that. And this actually, for some reason, grabbed my user ID as the person who put it in. That's student one. But you can see here, there we go. There's the Northwind thing. And now I can begin to document it if I wanted. I could put what these columns mean and so on. Because this is an OData feed, it doesn't have the columnar format because that's not normally the way OData is always persisted. So it can put it any way we want. If it was a database, I'd have columns and rows and so on. So you can see now that I could quickly go find it, and as I click on it for the properties, I could simply go in here and click the button, and there it is. Now my data scientist, I spent all day wrangling this data into shape. Now the data scientist can go out and grab whatever they want. And now we can begin to document things around, is this authoritative? What's the spread in here, and so on. So bringing it to light like this is a great place to start your analytics process. If you don't use Azure Data Catalog, use something, but you're going to need to document your data sources so that you can, in fact, make sure that you have high data quality. I can't stress enough that if you don't have high data quality, there's no reason to go forward because you're building on sand, and that's not going to work out for you. Okay, that's it for this unit.